Hello?
Yes, hello. Is Alba available?
I'm Alba. Hi.
How you doing, Alba? My name is Aaron Jenkins. I am from Family First Home Care, the company that is assisting with Ms. Laura Ortiz and getting her the home care waiver.
Yes.
Okay. I was looking through the file. My enrollment department sent me some emails of some folks that they've been trying to get enrolled, and they have issues with the county assistance office. I'm guessing, looking through the notes, that all the financial documents were sent in, but there has not been a response from the county. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, that's correct, actually, Aaron. I spoke with Shira yesterday. We stayed on the phone for over an hour regarding this issue with the county. We spoke to somebody there, and they actually put in a ticket because of the fact that it's been for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, you know, I'm just waiting for the county to provide me with an answer.
Okay. So she called the county assistance office. Okay. That's something I don't do. That's fine if she wants to do that, because the county takes too long. They don't usually answer. And if they do answer, like, it's like between an hour and 2 hour wait, right?
Pretty much. That's what we went through yesterday.
Yeah, I don't do that. I call the enrollment broker. They pick right up. They have limited access, but they do have access to the county assistance office's portal. And they can see if there are any notes or any uploads of what they've done recently.
Well, I'm going to let you know that I called them on Friday, and there is no notes and there is nothing else other than the fact that they did receive it, which is why Shira and I called the county and waited over an hour on the phone regarding that issue, because I didn't get anything from the IAB, because I already called them and said they have nothing. There's no notes. There's nothing uploaded telling me that there's anything else required, which is, you know, the reason why we called who we called.
Right.
And they said that they received everything. They have everything. They received everything that I sent, and there is no additional notes, the reason for the ticket, so that if I don't get a response by Thursday, I should call with the ticket number.
Okay. Now, so I have two options for you. Well, maybe more than two, but one is this. One is you can wait and see if they respond tomorrow, and if not, try to contact them because they didn't respond. Now, I will say this, it is common for the county assistance office and the income case manager assigned to not respond. And many times what they'll put in the notes is they reached out and couldn't get somebody. That's something they just do because they're so far behind that they just make up excuses. And this Philadelphia County is the worst long-term care / county assistance office in the state right now. That's the one on Parkside Avenue. They're the only county office that accepts long-term care applications. The other option is for you and I to contact the enrollment broker, and I ask the enrollment broker certain questions so I can get exactly dates and everything, and if possibly I can get it escalated to a supervisor. So those are the two options we have today. It's up to you what you want to do today.
Okay, I'm having right now, I was trying to call a social worker at my sister's nursing home care because she's having an episode. In the midst of trying to change my mother's diaper and trying to make comfortable for lunch.
Okay, so you're busy right now.
I'm busy. Right now I can't get on the phone to talk to anybody. That doesn't mean that I'm trying to push you to the side.
No, but I
have an emergency at a nursing home with my sister. She's throwing up blood, and I can't get nobody to take care of her at the nursing home, and I can't leave my mom alone. So I'm kind of stressed out.
Yeah.
So when can you call me? Can you call me tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll put in my notes to call you tomorrow, and we'll see, and we will. Matter of fact, I'll call you tomorrow in the afternoon. Hopefully you get a response from the county assistance office. If you don't, that's not surprising. But if you don't get a response, we're going to call the enrollment broker together. There's certain questions that I need to ask to find out exactly. I'm the person that when things are getting really tough, they call me for enrollment, because I've been doing enrollment for over 10 years on my own.
You're from Family First, or you're from IEB?
No, I'm from Family First.
Okay, great.
Yeah, but I've done it. I have my own consulting firm strictly for enrollment for over 10 years. So
I understand.
That's not the only thing I do. Family First. But yeah, they contacted me.
I have to tell you, I need this done immediately. I need help. I need help. I need actually a lot of help.
Right. Understandable.
You know, I need it because the people that they sent for my uncle, because I'm working with three people in my house, okay, with family first. They already got my uncle. I was able to process him. He's already got his own health aid from family first, right? So I'm trying to get my mom with it. And the person that came from UMF or something like that, the social worker told me, the case manager that came here, told me that she would be the one also taking care of my mom.
Okay.
Because they decided this year that any case managers that would come to the house and all the family members were in the same house and same address, that she would be taking care of all people. And when she saw my mom, she said, yeah, she's going to need 60 or better, 60 hours or better. So I've been, like, honestly pushing it with her a little bit, too, to see if she could see anything happening. But she hasn't responded to me. So yeah, I'm trying my best to do it every possible way.
Right. Yep. Yeah, understandable. Right. And I'll discuss that with you as well when it comes to those needs assessment that produces the hours. I used to train companies on those as well. So I'll let you know what are some things you want to say, some things she doesn't want to say in regards to Ms. Ortiz to try to get the most services that you're trying to get.
Yeah, I do need the services. I mean, I've been doing it alone for the past 5 months, and I'm thoroughly exhausted.
Yeah, understandable. Understandable. Exhausted. Common thing, mm-hmm. Yeah, with family and support mm-hmm. systems that, you know, it is exhausting. So, yeah, I already put you on my list. I'll give you a call tomorrow in the afternoon, and we'll follow up and see if that you got a call from the county. If not, then we'll call the enrollment broker, and I'll get the dates and everything of everything I need. And if it's in that time frame, I want to request an escalation and or have an IEB researcher reach directly to the county to try to push this along.
Yeah, that worked. That would work fine because that's how I got the people to from IEB to come and pick up the documents from me personally through a researcher. But that's great. Thank you so much, Aaron. I appreciate it. Right now, I have two people on the phone. I'm trying to get rid of you in a nice way.
Because
I have a problem on the other end, okay?
Yeah, go ahead and handle that. All right. That's perfectly fine.
All right. Could you hang up so I don't lose the call?
Sure.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.